Esmu priecīgs, ka man ir pievienojies tenors Alans Klaitons. So, Alan, thank you for coming here to the Radio Classic studio.
Thanks for having me.
And a little bit, lending a little bit of your time for us. So, tomorrow we will hear Benjamin Britten's Requiem in Riga Cathedral. Could you tell about your way of getting acquainted with this piece?
Yeah, it's a massive piece to get to know, but it's a wonderful piece to get to know. I didn't sing it as a kid, as a boy, although I sang a lot of Benjamin Britten's music, so that's how I got to know about him as a composer and his music in general.
In operas?
No, not the operas, a lot of the church music.
Oh, okay.
So I sang in choirs when I was when I was little in a cathedral, not as impressive as the Riga Dome here, but in England. And so then I only got to know the piece really when I was a tenor, and I performed it for the first time in Australia about 20 years ago.
Well, just to give a short recap in Latvian, tad Alans saka, ka iepazina Britena Rekvējumu, vispār Britena Rekvējumu arī uzaugot dziedot koros, bet vairāk dziedot tieši Britena garīgo mūziku, un sakot arī, ka šis Rekvējums ir ļoti apjomīgs darbs, bet ir brīnišķīgi to iepazīt, un arī pirms tam jau vienreiz Austrālijā Alans to ir dziedājis. When I listened to this piece, sometimes it occurred to me that, for example, in the offertorium piece, where there's this part where there's this a take by Oliver Wilfred Owen on Abraham and Isaac's story from the Old Testament, it's almost like a kind of a miniature opera within itself. So I wondered, what's your take on this, how Britten, the differences or similarities, how Britten writes for operas and for, like, for example, for this Requiem?
I think it's completely the same. As you say, it's very operatic. The music is massive. The brass quartet, I think he really lets go in this piece in a way that he can't necessarily in the operas. Maybe Peter Grimes in the Sea Interludes, you have a little flavor of the massive orchestral music. But otherwise, he tends to write very small scale pieces. Yeah. Because of the constraints of post-war Britten in the 1940s and 50s, a lot of his operas were chamber operas. They weren't as big scale as this. So this was a chance for him to explode and really to sort of throw everything at it. And as you say, the Abraham and Isaac scene is actually, he quotes himself from his second canticle that he wrote, and he takes that and twists it, and as the Wilfred Owen poem does.
Bet tad runājam par operu mūzikas ietekmi arī šajā Britena Rekvējumā, un mēs esam viensprāts par to, ka, piemēram, daļā par Abramu un Izāku, kur ir baritona un tenora duets, ka tā ir arī visnotaļ tāda kāda mini-opera iekšā Rekvējumā, un Alans saka, ka liela daļa no Britena operām, kas tāpat tieši pēc kara bija kamera operas, jo, protams, bija spiedīgi apstākļi, un arī šī pati daļa iekšā Rekvējuma ir kā paša cita tāds jau no agrāka darba, bet tā kā mēs noteikti varam kaut ko līdzīgu saklausīt. There was this Guardian article about a few years ago about your operatic repertoire, and there was one critic quote who wrote that that you about your way of making very intense roles and like pushing them to the limit. Would you say that Britten's Requiem also requires such attitude, or maybe a little bit distant?
I think both, but I think, you know, there's the sort of the commenting on the action and the horror of war, but then there's also the last scene between the tenor and the baritone, which of course was between an Englishman and a German when it was originally composed, Peter Peers and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. It's a ghost story. It's mad. It's not. It's sort of horrible, and it's sort of, it should be spooky, and it should be scary, and it should be unearthly. So it's very much. It's very intense, and it's a chance really to use a lot of vocal colors, and a lot of sort of psychiatric and psychiatry and things like that. Really to think about the words and what they mean.
Tad runājam mazliet arī par jau kritiķu slavēto Alana ļoti emocionālo atdevi, ko viņš velta savām operu lomām, un vaicāts par to, vai arī Britena Rekvējums paģēra šādu atdevi. Viņš saka, ka pilnīgi noteikti, un arī apzinoties, ka šis Rekvējums ir kā Britena komentārs par kara šausmām, un ņemot vērā arī finālu, kur ir tenora un baritona dots, ko Alans nodēvēja par spoku stāstu, kam arī tā jāizklausās, un kur var arī, lai izprast dziļāku teksta jēgu, noder arī psiholoģija un citas, nu, citas prasmes, kas noteikti arī nozīmīgas noteikti operu repertoārā. I wanted to ask you about in between this Britain's War Requiem, could you share a little bit about what are you doing in between and what are your current job applications in operas and so forth, maybe chamber music? Or
yeah, I have a lot of chamber music coming up. I'm doing I'm actually singing at the Alba Festival, which is where Britten lived, and it's the festival that he established on the east coast of England. I'm a resident artist there this June, and I'll be doing maybe 6 or 7 concerts, some chamber, some big scale, like a piece by Britten called Our Hunting Fathers, which isn't done very much. It's one of his earliest pieces. Some chamber concerts with string quartet, and some new commissions as well with early music instruments, some Zelenka. So that's been really exciting. And then I've got I'm at the Salzburg Festival singing Oedipus Rex by Stravinsky, which would be great. And then I have a Peter Grimes in Frankfurt in August. So that's my next few months, hopefully.
Mazliet tātad par Alena turpmāko kalendāru. Viņš piedalīsies kā rezidējušais mākslinieks savulaik paša Britena dibinātajā mūzikas festivālā, un būs arī Peters Grimes Frankfurtē, un, ja nemaldos, Peter Grimes in Frankfurt
and Oedipus Rex
un Salzburgas festivālā Stravinskā ķēniņš Oedipus, jā. I was wondering about these Wilfred Owen poems that are in the Britten score, because mostly they are sang only like one line at a time and mostly without repetition of certain words. Sometimes Britten puts some repetitions, but so I wondered, you really have to be like, just to convey that message to the listener with just one time. You have one chance to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's what's exciting about it, is that it's different to opera in that way, that it's very direct. You're telling the audience, you're asking the audience to concentrate for 1 hour and 25 minutes fully and to be immersed in this world, to flip between the Latin Requiem text and these Wilfred Owen poems, which are so moving and otherworldly, ghostly, and of course heartbreaking because of what happened to him right at the end of the war, and it gives it a poignancy which is hard to match, I think.
Mazliet arī par dzejnieka Wilfreda Owena dzeju, ko Britens ir izmantojis savā rekviemā līdzās kanoniskajiem tekstiem, un Alans saka, jā, šie teksti, protams, lauž sirdi, un tie ir ļoti caururbjoši ar savu tematiku, ar kara kritiku, un arī apzinoties pašu Wilfreda Owena traģisko likteni, un lieta arī tāda, ka pašā rekviemā visi šie dzejoļi izskan vienreiz, gandrīz bez atkārtojumiem, un katra rindiņa, ka tā ir izskanējusi, tad arī, ja klausītājs to ir palaic garām, tad tas tā arī ir. Tad, respektīvi, par to, ka ir kaut kāda zināma performances izaicinājumi. Ellen, do you see a chance of singing maybe the War Requiem in a near or distant future, perhaps in anywhere else? Or?
Yeah, I think I'm singing it in London in 18 months' time. It's a piece that is done a lot. Well, it's done a fair bit because it means so much, and the world we live in, there's no better time to sing a piece like this, which asks us to think about the consequences of war and the horrors of it. I think the inscription at the beginning of the piece says, my subject is war and the pity of war, which is a line that the baritone sings at the end of the piece. Before we all sing Let Us Sleep Now, it's a piece that needs to be heard, and it's a message that needs to be heard everywhere. So that's why I've done it all around the world. It's a piece that's loved everywhere.
Jā, Alanam vaicāju par iespējām dziedāt šo rekviem vēl. Viņš teica, ka pēc 18 mēnešiem būs iespēja to dziedāt Londonā, un kad vēl, ja ne citā brīdī, kā ne šajā laikā, kad dzīvojam, atskaņot šo ļoti, ļoti aktuālo mūziku. Alan, thanks for lending a little bit of time.
Thank you so much.
And thank you very much once more. And have a great concert in Riga.
Thank you.